Are you happy in Gyan Sarovar? Very happy? Food is okay? Food? Or giving some problem to your stomach? Stomach is also important. Loving stomach. In my mind, another thing is here. How many of you answer one question? Is your yoga nice? Are you content with your yoga? Please. How many of you wish to become a good yogi? Why? We don't know why, but we want to become. Because yoga is the biggest power in the world. Through this power, we can big transformation within us, others, and to the world. So make your mind to become a successful, stable yogi, stable, with stable intellect. Not only loving intellect is enough, stable intellect is more and more useful for everything. And this is our big subject, how to make our mind and intellect very, very stable. Because on this journey of confluence age, Sangam Yuga, this is spiritual journey, all experiences and achievements and gains depend upon the stability of mind and intellect. If we are not stable, we lose many things. Our powers also go waste. Our subtle energy, our happiness and many other things wasted. We can't enjoy our spiritual life. And nowadays, spirituality is a big requirement of this world. We have listened yesterday's Murli. Just try to remember. Personality of purity first. Personality of purity as well as all treasures. If you achieve this personality, if you make such personality, then in future, through drashti, many souls will come to Baba. They will accept Baba. They will say, my Baba. They will not need to take much knowledge. Baba's example was very, very good yesterday. When Baba established yajna in the beginning, people came, saw Brahma, and became Baba's children. No discussion, no jnana, nothing. And now you have to give them knowledge first. They debate, they discuss, they ask many questions. Agree or not, accept or not. Later on they think, become Brahmin or not. Same thing is going to happen now. People will see Brahma within Brahmins and will surrender themselves. Later on they will receive knowledge, not big knowledge, one lesson in 5 minutes. We will just ask them, you are a soul. This is your body. You are separate from this body. Become soul conscious, and they will become. Such time is coming fast. So we have to prepare ourselves for future. Not only the time of destruction, but time of enjoyment, time of glorification is coming fast in front of us. The time will come when a big crowd of people will come to you. They will ask you, please give me drishti. Please put your hand on my head. Give me water from your home. By drinking your water, I will become peaceful, free from sorrow. Such time, not its coming, has arrived. We already have entered such period of time from the period of Corona. Just try to remember Corona period. What had happened to this world? Lot of fear, anxiety, depression, many negativities spread throughout the world. Uncertainty. Many doctors resigned from their job. They got lot of fear. So, worst time has to come. Very bad time, but very good time for us. Baba's great children will shine in this world like full moon. But which kind of children? Who will do such things, such service? Those who become free from waste thinking, stable-minded, very pure, always in deep intoxication, in self-respect, such souls will become most elevated, very great souls in this world. So, preet buddhi, loving intellect. No doubt we have love with Baba, but we must love his knowledge. Very important thing. Knowledge is also light, but knowledge is also the big might for us. Might. You all have to write at least 25 powerful points in your diaries. Not now. You can start from now. But 25 powerful points. Which kind of point? You read that point and mind become peaceful. You read that point and mind will become carefree. You read that point and your all worries and anxiety gone. Such points. You have to select such point out of Murlis, specifically from Avyakt Murlis. Many points are so powerful that one point can open our eyes. One point can make us live from dead. One point can bring us out of our frustration. So, give value to your present life. Very important. Talk to yourself. Introspection. Now, just now, talk to yourself. After a long wait, God has come down to me. He has brought all of His treasures for me. He has come to me to give me entire fortune, all of His powers. He is present in front of me to give blessings, boons to me. What should I do now? Should I see here and there? Should I waste my time? Should I have thoughts about others all the time? Or I must get busy in achieving everything from Baba? What should I do? What should I not do? Talk to yourself this way. It will motivate you. This is the best method. In beginning, Baba used to say, become your own teachers. Inspire your own self. Motivate your own self. If I have love for Baba, what will be the sign of that? Just think. If I have true love to Baba, I will follow everything what Baba says. Think on this. If He says, get up in the morning, we should say, yes, Baba. Or we should say, no, Baba, I am tired. I can do everything rest of the day. Leave Amrit Vela. What should we think? About Amrit Vela, I would say you few things. Sometime, in some minds, in someone's brain, what happens? Brain is silent. I can also use the word, brain is dull, not active, inactive. Then it's the experience of many. They sit in silence in yoga and just they're sitting, thinking nothing, doing nothing, achieving nothing, sitting in silence. No other thoughts, no waste thinking, they are sitting in silence. This is not yoga. We have to activate our brain in the morning. Therefore, I remind you two times versions of Avyakt Bap Dada. When you get up in the morning, recite the rosary of self-respect. You just start repeating the thoughts. I am a great soul, I am very pure soul, I am Master Almighty, I am a victorious jewel, I am world benefactor, I am worship worthy deity, I am Master Gyan Surya, like this. Just without giving a gap, start repeating. Or if you are alone in your home, you can speak out, I am a great soul. I am most fortunate. Can you do if you are alone? But if you are in your family, they will say you have become mad. Go out from this home. In mind, you have to repeat with such good feeling that mind becomes, brain becomes active. I am a great soul of deity religion. I am most fortunate person in the world. I am full with all God's power, Master Almighty. Then slowly, I am a great soul. You let it go inside acceptance. I am great. I am most fortunate. No one in this world is as fortunate as I am. I am Master Almighty. Then after, thereafter, your yoga will become very powerful. In order to enjoy your Amrit Vela, other time you can use another technique. You can listen a part of Avyakt only for 5-7 minutes. It will activate your brain. Sometime you can listen any class you like very much. The class which give you intoxication, such class. Or, fourthly, you must note down, as I mentioned you, 25 points from Babaji Murali in big, big letters. Not just as we write daily Murali, but on one page, 2 points only, big, big letters. You can decorate them in the morning. Read them in 3 minutes and mind will start working. In the morning, you must divide your 45 minutes that for 5 minutes I will do this practice, next 5 minutes I will do this practice, next 10 minutes I will do this practice, then 10 minutes I will do this practice. Divide that time into 4-5 parts. Otherwise you just sit in yoga and will fall asleep. After some time you will go in deep silence. You will say, oh, Baba gave me beautiful experience today. Happiness, intoxication, mating with God, we must experience. Every morning, you can do it 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, evening too. Give thanks to Baba. Gratitude, we call it gratitude to Him. Baba, you have given me this, 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 this. Make a big list of 25 points. Sometime I ask many people, what Baba gave you? They answer everything. Then I ask, you tell me 2-3? They start thinking. What should they speak? They don't remember. Now, start writing. Baba, you gave me this healthy life. First start from here. You gave me the light of knowledge. You gave me a beautiful brain. You gave me divine intellect. You gave me a treasure of elevated thoughts. You gave me true knowledge. You made me Swadarshan Chakradhari. You became my good friend, Khuda Dost. You brought gift of heaven to me. You came in my home. You came in my home being my lovely guest. I love you, Baba. Millions and millions of thanks to you. So mind will become full in love of God. You can make a list, but it is important. Without making a list, in the morning you will think always, for what I should give thanks to Baba? Nothing is coming in my mind. But Baba has given us many things. It's a technique, medical technique. I teach you one thing. Suppose you have some problem in your heart. I hope your heart is healthy and strong. But you can teach to others. Suppose one has problem in one's heart. Put right hand on the heart. Close eyes and give thanks to your heart. Oh, my lovely heart. You are working for me since so many years, 50 years, 40 years. With true heart, I'm very thankful to you. Do it 4 or 5 times. And you will find magical effect. Because very good vibrations for your palm will go to your heart. And they will do wonders. This is a medical practice nowadays. Some people are teaching it. You have some problem in your knee. Put your both hand on your knee. And you can do this practice. I am Master Almighty. Might will go to your knee. And then give thanks to your knee. You are the support of my body. If you not had been with me, how would I enjoy my life? You are my good friend. You are very strong. You have cooperated with me since years and years. Millions and millions thanks to you. See the result? But do it at least for 21 days. Not once only, 21 days, and you will see a good result. To Baba, you can give thanks for one thing. Baba, you gave me beautiful opportunity in this life. You made me your helper. You gave a place to me in your yajna. I am so fortunate. My everything came in the use of yours. You are so great. You love me. Many, many thanks to you. So Amrit Vela either, or if you forget, 5 o'clock at the end of yoga, 6 o'clock, once a day, everyone must do it. Did you like it? Easy method to connect yourself to Him. Very easy, and you will find His love is coming to you. Because it's true, He has given us everything. So if Amrit Vela is success, life is successful. If we sleep at Amrit Vela, what will happen then? Our fortune would also like to sleep. He will also say, I am tired, let me sleep. Amrit Vela. I want to give you few thoughts, Amrit Vela, when we wake up. Or whenever you wake up. Suppose sometime you are late, 6 o'clock you woke up, immediately you will see your watch, or 6, will get upset. Oh, I'm late. Avoid this. Okay, 6 o'clock, still Baba is waiting for me. Let me receive some energy from him. So whenever you wake up, first 10 minutes are always very great for everyone. You can make your elevated fortune, you can create very elevated thoughts at that time, and I would say just one thing. Whatever you want to achieve in your life, create that kind of thought in early morning, in first 5 minutes. And if you can create that thought in first 1 minute, that will be very effective, useful. Suppose you want a good job. Sometimes it's a problem in many lives. Suppose you want a good job, when you open your eyes in the morning, just first of all, start dancing in happiness. Not depressed, Baba, please give me job. No. Baba say, I have not opened any factory in subtle world for you to give you job. No, Baba, good morning, I am most fortunate person in the world, I am Master Almighty, you have given me all of your blessings, I am most fortunate, I will get good job very soon, within 15 days, give time also. Not today, in 15 days. And up to 15 days, start doing this in the morning. And this job is waiting for me. Don't ask Baba. Create that kind of thoughts in your mind. Baba, good morning. You are my good friend. You have given me all of your powers and blessing. Success is my birthright. I will get job in 15 minutes. I will enjoy good job. Likewise, anything you want to achieve in your life, create thought. If you want to become a good yogi in your life, come to that point. In the morning, for 21 days, create such thought. You can note down, please. Baba, good morning. Then, I'm the most fortunate person in the world. I'm most powerful person in the world. I am a good yogi. I am a successful yogi. I can enjoy Baba's meeting any time in 24 hours. I have got a stable mind. Success is my birthright. I am a victorious jewel. Victory will come to me. I have become a good and successful yogi in every kalpa. It's not a new thing for me. I will become a great yogi. I will glorify Baba. Such thought repeatedly, 3 times you can do, but for 21 days continually, you will find miraculous result. If you complain all the time, Baba, my mind wanders here and there, what should I do? Baba will answer, I will do for you. You will take to my soul world soon. Don't complain. Baba has given us knowledge. He is our supreme teacher. He has given entire guidelines to us. What to do, what not to do. Follow them and you will become a successful yogi. Bodiless stage. Two, three things are the base of good yoga. You should follow them. Just bring everything into your practice. When you are in Yansarovar, you should continue. Start from now and for 5-7 days till you are here. Do them. And when you go back to your home, make a plan. I will do this thing, this thing, this thing, this time, this time, this time. Without making a plan, man cannot achieve one's target. Planning is important. You came to Madhuban. Did you not plan 6 months before? Or without making any plan, you reached here in a second? Everything needs good planning. Bodilessness. It doesn't mean that soul will leave the body and body will become like dead. It doesn't mean this way. Many think this way. One sister, instrument, taught to a student, when you become perfectly bodiless, and someone prick a needle in your leg, you won't come to know. Wrong. You can check yourself when you are yoga, prick, and see the result. You will forget yoga. Bodilessness means, three words are here, bodilessness, soul consciousness, and one word is also here, I don't know how you translate in English, videhi stage, videhi. Normally in English they translate soul consciousness, but it's a big difference. Bodilessness means simple practice. I am a soul, this is my body. You can churn this way. There was a time of golden age when I was in a deity body. I changed my body. I left one body, entered second, left that second body, entered third one, left that body, entered fourth one. Now I am sitting in this body, separate. Feeling this separation, it will make you detached. I am not this, I am this. Keep giving such thoughts to yourself. I am not this. I am this. This is called bodilessness. Second practice. I am a soul. Visualize yourself in forehead. Visualize yourself for 10 seconds. Shining star. Now you can visualize. Master Gyan Surya. Then I came out of this body, soul will not come out of the body consciously. I left this body, I'm going up, flying up. You can see soul is going towards soul world. Reached in soul world, sit there for some time, feel that entire peace and silence of my home is entering me. After some time, you can sit there for 10 seconds. I started coming down, soul is coming down, 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 entered in forehead. Second good practice. You can do these two practices and your practice will become very natural. But as per Baba's murli, nowadays in many murlis, Baba has insisted on practice of bodilessness. So you can make a plan at least for 7 days that in this work I will do this practice. Suppose you are listening only. Now you are listening class. I am sitting here listening through ears. Just for 3 seconds come into this deep consciousness. I'm looking through my eyes, sitting here, looking through my eyes for 5 seconds. It will help you a lot. Suppose you are moving, walking from class, you have to go to your room, to dining hall. I'm a soul driving this body. I'm the master of body. I'm sitting here. This is my motor, car. Just simple thought. Only for 5-7 seconds. When you are eating food, I'm giving this fuel to my body, to my car. When you drink water, I'm giving water to my body. Such thoughts practice will make us soul conscious. Soul conscious means when soul becomes the embodiment of all 7 qualities. That is called soul consciousness. Love, peace, happiness, purity, might, entire knowledge, and a light will come into life. This will be called soul conscious stage. Just as deities are soul conscious, not bodiless. They don't practice their soul. This is body. They are soul conscious because in a natural way, they are the embodiment of all 7 qualities of soul. Videhi. You can learn this in the word Videhi stage. Higher than soul consciousness. By doing the practice of bodilessness, we reach to such an stage, we work here, but remain beyond the consciousness of doing work. We walk on the earth, but we experience that we are sitting in soul world. Detached stage, detached observer stage, a balanced stage, balance between love and detachment, to go beyond the joy of senses, not super senses, sensed joy, sense enjoyment, to go beyond this is called Videhi stage. all sense organs have their own joy. We have to go beyond them in supersensuous joy. So we have to do practice. Now underline this word, practice, practice and practice. Giving sakas. What is the method? Baba was saying yesterday, get busy in giving sakas to the world and you will have the feeling of distaste for this entire world. Sometime Baba used to mention, unless you get detached from this world, unless you get the feeling of distaste from this entire world, you can't give sakas to the world. But yesterday you are saying, become busy in giving sakas and actually you will become karmatit, free from the waste thoughts. So what to do? Simply, you start from this method, I am Master Almighty. Bring this feeling three times in your mind. I am Master Almighty. And then, from my forehead, red rays of might are going to the world. You can give this sakas to all four directions. Face to south direction now. From here, red vibrations of might are going to the end of the south direction throughout the world. Then face toward this direction, west. Same practice, east, north. To sky, to earth. You can do wonderful practice. Stand on the earth, I am Master Almighty. From my earth, from my this leg, powerful vibrations are entering the earth. Second practice, I am supremely pure soul. And same practice, from the soul here, golden vibrations of purity are going in this direction. From eyes, from soul, golden waves of purity. They are going to the nature. Nature is absorbing them like this. And when you get this good practice, then your yoga will become very powerful. You can do such practice. Baba, Almighty, or Gyan Surya is up above here. Canopy of protection over my head. I am receiving energy from him for some time. Say 1, 2, 3 minutes. And then that practice. Second practice, from soul world, Baba, Almighty, is giving his energy to me. Not that I am receiving, he is giving energy to me. This energy is coming in the soul. Do it for 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes, then from here, going to the world. Simple method of giving sakas, vibrations to the world. Can you do this? Can you do? Simple. No question that I have waste thought, I have no concentration, I have no time. Even in 1 minute you can do this. And by such practices, waste thoughts will And you must know this technique. Create elevated things in your mind, waste thing will finish automatically. I say always one secret, you can listen it. Nature of mind is to think, we all know. It is thinking. From the last 5,000 years, our mind is continually thinking. Its nature is to create thoughts. Now listen carefully. Either we give elevated thoughts to our mind, or otherwise, mind will think itself. So in order to bring your mind into your control, give some powerful elevated thoughts to your mind. This is the simple and best method. For we Brahmins, it's very easy, because we have got the treasure of elevated thoughts. Do you have? If you don't know anything, you know, thoughts of self-respect are the most elevated thoughts in the world. Thoughts of self-respect. I'm world benefactor. I have to bring benefit to the world. I'm the master of nature. Can any person in the world, any politician, any big scientist can say like this? I am the master of nature. I have to purify the nature. These are most elevated thoughts. So bring them into your practices. Waste thinking will finish. You have to work like this for at least 6 months, and then entire life will become easy. Entire life, entire tapasya, intense tapasya will become easy tapasya. Waste thinking will end forever, which is the biggest achievement for a Brahmin. Free from waste thinking. So do like this, and life will become blissful life. Now I think we must do one practice before traffic control begins. Red light, light wale hain bhai? Red light. Let us go to subtle world. Feel, I'm there. This is subtle world. Everywhere, here is white light, like many full moons. Many full moon came up together, white light, vibrations of full ecstasy, bliss. See Bab Dada in front of you. In his divine form, from each part, divine light is spreading out. Thank you. and a big and powerful aura around him is created. See, Bap Dada is sitting in big, divine, powerful aura. In forehead, Shiva is sitting there. See him, visualize him. He is giving drashti. I invite your questions. If you have question in your mind, you can ask. We have 15
minutes. So anybody
minutes.
Has any questions, I can pass the mic or you all can come in front.
Come here.
Om Shanti, brother. I have one question. Can you more explain for the purity? Because purity we have, but you know, more experience of purity. The waste, because we have the waste thought, some jealousy thought, this is the impurity. So I want more. Yeah.
It's a big subject. It needs at least 4 hours. But you can have one swaman, self-respect point in your mind. I'm the goddess of purity. I have come down on this earth to give pure vibrations to everyone. Wherever I am, wherever I will stand, wherever I will go, I will spread pure vibrations. This practice will help you a lot. But our purity is directly related to our yoga. We need at least 4 hours yoga a day. When I say 4 hours yoga, not we have to sit down for 4 hours. You can sit down how much you like, you have time. But in work, in your job, while cooking, when you are in your home, some practice of higher consciousness, self-respect. Simple practice, Baba is with me. Just to remember God has become my good friend. Intoxication. This intoxication and practice of self-respect, a practice of bodilessness, count in yoga. So 4 hour yoga will make you very pure. And if you want to become absolutely pure, then yoga more and more and more. And you remember 2 days before Murli, if you want to become a king, what should you do? Simple answer in Babaji Murli. If you want to become a king, see soul in everyone's forehead. Simple method. Do it in your practice. and purity will become natural, but jealousy, this and that, you have to apply the power of knowledge, the points of knowledge for that. I worked for 3 years to get rid of this parchintan, thoughts about others. 3 years. I was thinking, Dadi Janki's point was very good. They have their defect, and problem came to me. Why? They are in problem. I must give vibrations to them. Second thought, would their this thing will change by my thoughts? If I want to bring change into them, we must have positive and powerful and good wishes thought. Parchintan thoughts, waste thoughts, will not help that person to get rid of that. Suppose someone is getting angry, and you know he is in jnana for last 20 years, and you started thinking, oh, see this man, 20 years in jnana, is still getting angry, what is his life, he is doing Baba disservice, this and that, you start thinking. So I thought this way, why should I waste my time? He has wasted his 20 years, I should not waste 20 seconds in this thought. So such practices will help us to get rid of such bad thoughts, impure thoughts. But that practice which I mentioned, I have incarnated on the earth to spread pure vibrations on the earth. It will help you a lot. Yes? Second brother? So, one brother, Raja.
Yeah, brother, you said 4 hours yoga we have to do?
Yes.
But this is easy Raj Yoga.
Easy Raj Yoga.
No, but 4 hours yoga
but
is too much for me.
Careless Raj Yoga. Not careless. Huh?
No, I feel it's too much for me. I can't take so much of 4 hours, it's a lot.
Baba says 8 hours then?
But that's too much. But
too much.
Even 4 is too much. How to make it more simple for me?
So what is easy to you?
Yeah, easy.
4 minutes?
No, I want you to help me with that.
Okay. You can choose different practices. Bring them into your feeling when you are in work. I can give you a chart.
But chart is too difficult. I don't write
no,
chart.
No, you need not to write a chart. You have to just read that.
Okay, fine. Okay. Anybody else has any question here? So there's a question from Vietnam group. They have given a question. How to have accurate connection with God? Accurate connection with God. And what are the signs of accurate connection? 2 questions.
Actually, connection is connection. It is not right or not right. When we are connected to Him, that is right connection. You can have, He is my father. Say, my Baba, Mera Baba, means we are connected to Him. If we visualize Him, it's the powerful connection with Him. Because the object we visualize, we are directly connected to that object. Suppose sun is there in the sky. You visualize sun, immediately you are connected to it. Its energy will start coming down to you. If you visualize Shiva Baba, it means your connection is powerful. So my Baba, Baba is with me, and powerful connection, visualization. Do like.
Yeah, anybody else?
Namaste Baba. I'm asking because there are many sisters and aged mothers, they're having high blood pressure, they're having sugar, they're taking a lot of sugar medicine, and then they find it difficult to go for Amrita Vela. And they find very lazy, and sometimes they feel tired, and all these kind of problems they have. Could you please give brother any advice for
them? Yes, very good advice. You or that person or many persons must give energy to the brain. You can do like this now. Start. I am Master Almighty. 3 times. I am Master Almighty. I am Master Almighty. And you can feel energy in your palm. Do you feel?
Yes.
Put this in your head. And let this energy go to your brain. And create a thought. My BP is getting normal. Keep it for 1-2 minutes. Then again, repeat it till 10 minutes. You can give this energy to your knee, to your eyes, to your heart, anywhere. It will work. Second, for sugar, to pancreas. Pancreas are here. To side of navel, little upper. Same thing, I am Master Almighty. But 10 minutes, morning, 10, evening, night. But it will be very useful if you fix the timing. 6 o'clock morning, every day 6 o'clock. 8 o'clock, every day 8 o'clock. So brain or that part will get ready at the same time to receive that energy. It will work. Next. 3 minutes more.
Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba.
You please stand this brother.
Yes. So my question is on Amrit Vela. So if I'm traveling from America, West Coast, to all the way from Europe to India, the time zones changes. And when you're in a constant travel on air, you can see that the timing gets pushed or the clock gets pushed. So what's the sweet time to understand, okay, I'm in the good yoga in connection with the Supreme? Is it need to be between 2 to 5? How do I know in what time zone I remember Baba and I'm in constant remembrance?
All the time. Every moment is a beautiful moment for us. Whenever you see Nav is Amrit Vela for me, you can enjoy God's meeting. Don't worry. Time changes.
Yeah.
I also experienced when I went to England now just 3 months before. Time changed. So many things difficult. But we managed. So don't be so much worried about time. Suppose you are missing some time like this Amrit Vela. Other time you can enjoy good yoga.
Okay, so the question is, Baba said to have yoga for 8 hours. But because my job, I don't have enough time to sit for 8 hours, so what should I do?
You need not to sit 8 hours, otherwise you will die. No one can sit 8 hours. Bag will be broken. This spine will not work. Digestion will become weak. You just do practice of Raj Yoga when you are in work.
Okay. Suraj Bhai, you mentioned that when we visualize Baba, we are connected to Him. But is there any special feeling or some kind of an indication we get that we are connected actually?
If you visualize Baba with a certain thought, that kind of feeling you will have. Suppose you are visualizing Him, Baba, you are a son of love. So you will experience His loveful vibrations are coming to you like this.
Om Shanti Bhaiji, how can I have a good relationship with Baba as my sajan?
Baba belongs to me, my Baba. And try to invoke Him 5 times every day. And then you will have good connection and belief in Him. 5 times at least. My Baba.
Om Shanti Bodhai Surajai. Main Odisha se aaya hoon. और एक्चुअली पहली बार आए हूँ यहाँ पे और
ठीक है
पहली बार आए हूँ और मैं पास मेरा ग्रुप है वहीं पे, मैं यहाँ से अकेले आ गया और आपका क्लास पहली बार मैं यूट्यूब में देख रहा था आपको और पहली बार मैसेज कर रहा हूँ और बहुत कुछ नहीं बस बहुत अच्छा फील हो रहा है और अच्छा लग रहा है और पहली बार आपको देख रहा
हूँ। फीलिंग गुड
फेस टू फेस
नॉट क्वेश्चन बट आंसर वेरी गुड
थैंक यू बस आपको देखना तो
चलो नाउ टाइम इज ओवर ओम शांति जस्ट हैव गुड कनेक्शन टू बाबा विजुअलाइज हिम फॉर 3 मिनट्स आई एम गिविंग यू सम थॉट्स with your divine intellect. See him in front of you. Gyan Surya. Almighty. In front of my eyes. From the front. His vibrations are coming to me. Baba, in front of me, his beautiful rays. Divine vibrations are spreading out. His most beautiful Satyam Sivam Sundaram. Now Baba is over my head, the canopy of protection. Is Almighty. Visualize Him, Almighty. Now he is in soul world up above. See, golden red light is there. He is almighty. Ocean of purity. Just see him. His vibrations are coming down to me. God's energy is entering me. Om Shanti.